We are the 25th of February, 2026, and I've just finished the gym. I just had a lovely evening working out, getting my steps in, and then doing the hot tub, the sauna, the spas, and the steam room, and speaking with different people, sharing our faith, and sharing different testimonies of things that have happened in India, and in UK, and USA, and other places, France, how that God is not a respecter of persons, and that he, you know, works anywhere he, you know, he's believed, you know, so faith, act of faith's God to move on someone's behalf, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word from God, which comes from our mouth. As we're spirit filled with the Holy Spirit, we can really speak powerfully, and we can speak the heavenly words, and we can impart God's encouragement and love and strength and energy to other people so that they can also get to the point of faith where they can, you know, confess Jesus Lord and believe in the heart God will raise him from the dead. Then they can be spirit filled too. And then they're literally ready to go. You know, and this is what we're praying for, is the ready to go laborers. The only preparation they have is that they've received the gospel of who they are, and they got born again, and they're ready. And so they don't need Bible classes. They just need simple encouragement of to let God give you the words. You open your mouth and speak, God will give you the words, and you can heal the sick, you can raise the dead, you can cleanse the leper. And that's how simple this really is. But obviously, Christians that have been taught traditionally, this seems to be not right. It seems to me, you know, people need to learn and take classes and be educated with these things. But as we know, that's not the case, because we see even on the day of Pentecost, those that received the words gladly, you know, they continued in the apostles' doctrine, what God was working in those apostles to speak. The apostles, which were unlearned men, right? Not taught by Pharisees or Sadducees or of the law, but taught by God, taught by the Holy Spirit, you know, educated and walked with Jesus Christ, seeing him move. They seen him move in the power of the Holy Spirit. They see him speak by the Spirit of God. They see him raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, calm the wind, speak to the tree, speak to the wind, speak to the waves, speak to the wine. They prayed to God and fed the 4,000 and 5,000, called Lazarus forth out of the grave. You know, they had time with Jesus. And so it's really fantastic that this was their hardcore training. This was their core training. Their core training straight from Jesus Christ was immediate, like off we go, here we go. And he set the example. So the leader set the example. The leader was doing the signs, the miracles, the wonders, and raising the dead, praying to God, showing them how to have faith, showing them how to speak to their problems and to get rid of them, showing them how to pray to God with the right heart, right mind, with expectation, with faith, and to see it already done for them. That's how they prayed. That's how Jesus taught them to pray and to ask God. And he directed them to go to God, you know. And so he done all those things in front of them. And at the same time, he sent them out, told them to go and speak, told them to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, told them to cast out devils as God opens the doors to them. And that's what we do. We just simply bring people the gospel. The gospel, which is the good news concerning God and his son, Jesus Christ, whom he raised from the dead and sent for our wholeness, for our reconciliation back to God. So now we're in front of God. So this is our message, you know, what are we doing? What are we speaking? What do we practice? And it's just these simple things, you know. And then there's our own personal practice. We continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and where we can encourage and give to other people to bring them up and connect them to God, then that's what we do. We move through the open doors that God opens for us to move through. And we don't, you know, we stay humble in heart towards God. We don't elevate ourselves above anyone, but we don't put ourselves down under anyone, because we know, as he is, so are we in this world. You know, we can move with God and we can encourage. So, you know, we have to see in our minds, like we have to ask God, Father, you give me the picture for me, for my fields, for my labourers. Let me see it in my heart and in my mind so I can declare it out of my mouth, that I can line up with that, what you've got for me. Just like when you said to Joshua, no, this, all this land in front of you, Joshua, is yours. You know, you don't be afraid, you know, be of good courage, only believe, you know, and everywhere that you put your foot is yours. And so I'm doing this for you, and I've gone before you. And so you just meditate, you mutter, you say what I'm saying. You say what's in my law. You say what I've written. You say what's written to you. You say what I put in your heart. You speak these things. You meditate upon these things. That word, you know, meditate is to mutter, to imagine, to say to oneself. And because the more you say it to yourself, the more you're building the picture of what's in front of you and what you're declaring. So, you know, Joshua, he started to speak this way. Yeah, everywhere I put my foot is mine. So no one's going to stand against me, and God's going to back me up. And he had to move in faith because he couldn't see God. You know, God was invisible to him, but God spoke to him very clearly, and he's seen the example of his leader, Moses. Moses, you know, was a great man of God, and he led God's people. He listened to God. He see God go to work. He see God in action. And that's how, you know, we can also move, live and move and have our being in God. And so God wants us to really desire our own fields, desire for him to send that one key person swiftly and quickly. You know, God, it's a need now. You need to send that one to me. I'm ready to go. Where's my laborer? I thank you that it's already done. I thank you that they're already here. I thank you they're knocking on the door. I thank you, Father, I'm moving your word from the north to the south, to the east to the west, from all over the world and to in all countries and wherever you've opened the door for me. And so this is what we need to think, meditate upon, see in our mind and in our hearts, and speak it from our mouth. You know, we need to look that way, believe that way, and let God really build up that vision of ours. And then we just stay focused, and we don't get upset. We don't get bummed out. We don't see anything physically happening. You know, we just stay steadfast. God's got to do the work. We're waiting on God. We're dependent upon him, and he wants us to depend upon him, and he wants us to keep the things clean. He wants us to really pay attention to the words that's being spoken for our blessing, that if we put it into action and practice and keep it in our hearts, you know, then God can really bring it forth from us as well. Like when Mary, the mother of Jesus, kept all his saying in her heart. You know, we keep all these wonderful words in our heart, these wonderful things that electrifies as we hear them, as it builds our faith, things that are being spoken even now that's touching your heart, you keep them in your heart. And so because, you know, and then we guard that heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, we put a fence around our heart, and also we put a guard over our mouth. We watch, practice watching what we are saying and speaking, because sometimes emotions can open our mouth to say the wrong things, to think the wrong things, and then to act in the wrong way. So we have to really, okay, God, now you strengthen me here. Like, you know, I come to you. I know you're faithful. I feel weak at the moment, but now I'm strong. Let the weak say I am strong. You know, let the poor say I am rich. You know, let the leaders say they're abundant in laborers and they have many ready to go fields. And so this is how God wants us to think and speak and move and, you know, and continue the practice of the, you know, speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit, staying connected, praying for laborers, honoring God with our substance, really letting God open the doors for us, not compromising. Like, we don't compromise anywhere or with anyone else. We don't have to listen to anyone else. We listen to God and where we're connected. That's what we do. You know, that's what I do. You know, that keeps you grounded. And then you're not bugged out if somebody says something to you and you're not too sure about it. You don't have to think any of that way because you're already sure of who you are as a leader. No, you don't need really any more instructions in that kind of sense. Like, you know what to do. You are a leader. You've been around. You're ready to go. And, you know, you're more than ready to go. And, you know, if you ever heard of someone going for a job and then they say, oh, you're overqualified. You have too much, you know, you have too much qualifications for this job. You know, you should go for something else. Well, we're kind of like that, but not really, because we're just ready to go. We're mature. We're pillars in the church, you know, we're pillars that hold up the church building because we've been around. We've been steadfast. We've been faithful. We've had problems maybe, and we may have gone through situations and we haven't been perfect, but we've been faithful. And, you know, and I've been faithful. And then now we need to recognize our own faithfulness. God's saying, listen, recognize how faithful you've been. You don't need anyone's approval. You've already got the approval of God. You don't have to fear anyone else. Like, you know, you proved yourself. And that's it. End of story. No, I don't need Sandgate's opinion. I don't need Kim's opinion. I don't need Danny's opinion. It's nice to get it. It's nice to get someone's opinion. Don't get me wrong. I like to hear it because it encourages us, doesn't it? Like, you know, but at the end of the day, we don't need it because God's opinion of us is that you're qualified. You didn't need to take WACOR. You didn't need to take research papers. I qualified you. I gave you my spirit. My spirit is all that you need, you know, and your heart towards me, you cannot go wrong. Now, give yourself a pat on the back. You've done well. You haven't been perfect, but you've been faithful. And, you know, don't be hard on yourself one bit. Not many people are desiring to live unto God. Not many people are desiring to walk for God like you are. But you are. So now you still keep yourself available for that. And knowing that God's going to reward your faithfulness. A faithful man shall abound in blessings. You know, and you will abound in many blessings. You haven't seen nothing yet. You've heard of the things. Now you need to see it yourself. And you're going to see it yourself in a bigger capacity than you've ever seen it. That's what I mean. We haven't seen nothing yet. We're going to see bigger things. We're going to hear of these wonderful miracles like we hear in India and Nepal happen in the West on a mega scale, on a quick succession, compounded, you know, as Sangeet would say, you know, compounded blessings and things overflowing. Like, devils are now running out of our countries. So that we are, they're making way for the sons of God who are manifested in this earth right now. We're those sons of God. We're mighty. We're strong. We know who we are. Now they're worried. Now they're concerned. And we don't care what anybody else has got to say. Not any other believer, not any other leader, not any other person in the world. We know that we're moving with God and our hearts are right before him. And we can assure our hearts before him, the scriptures say also, you know, and we're living for God. We're doing the best we know to live for God with all of our heart, because we love God with all of our heart, our soul, mind and strength. You know, that's what we dream about. That's what we think about. That's what we eat. When we eat, sleep and drink and walk and talk, all we're thinking about is God, you know, and what we can do for him. And when are these doors going to open? You know, that's the hunger, that's the desire to have that living in your heart. It's amazing, you know, and God's put it in your heart. He's called you for such a time as this, for such a day as this. Now you're going to rise up and do something. Now you're going to rise up and see that your faithfulness is being rewarded. And God will certainly reward the proudful doer, you know, that we're proud in the sense of we're proud to live for God. We're proud to speak for God. We're proud to move in the direction of God, you know. And we are strong and we are powerful and we're not inferior to anyone. And we're learning. Even if we say things wrong a little bit, it doesn't matter. Because God will perfect anything concerning us, anything that's lacking, God will correct and put right and help us to see that. And we're just, all we got to do is keep moving forward, speaking, declaring, and moving in the power of God, moving by the Spirit of God. And so when we keep our focus there and alignment there, and our mind steadfast, we don't care what, we won't worry about what anyone has to say. I certainly don't. I do what God puts in my heart, you know, and I'm doing great. And I'm even saying that now because it's true. I am actually doing wonderful, wonderful. I've been reliable. I've been faithful. I've been steadfast. I've been pursuing. I've been desiring. And I keep, and I'm still in those same things. I'm still desiring all these things, still pursuing, still traveling, still putting my money in my pocket, my hand in my pocket for my money to pay for flights and stuff like that. I'm, you know, I'm investing and with what God's blessed me with, so I can keep learning and growing and developing. And I'm already there anyway. You're already there. We have to see this too. But I'm moving forward, keeping myself moving with God, doing what I believe's right in my heart. I'm doing fantastic. And now you need to say this for yourself. You need to say it for what your faithfulness, you know, God sees your faithfulness. God knows your heart. He's very happy with you. And so now you just start saying, yeah, I am faithful. And now I'm successful because God has seen my faithfulness. Now he's going to reward me. Now the manifestation of the reward from God is going to start to come and start manifesting itself, which is laborers, which is new fields, which is health and strength, restoration of relationships, new open doors, a new day, a new life, a new way. This is what God wants for every one of his children. And this is what we're doing. And this is what we're going to be manifesting and speaking and declaring. So God wants us to be happy, be blessed, keep moving forward. Don't be sidetracked by any other words from anybody else. You're getting great words here. You don't need any other words, just the words from God that he's speaking directly to your heart. No one can, if I'm speaking by the Spirit, then I'm not wrong. And if you're speaking by the Spirit, you're not wrong either. So keep speaking by the Spirit. Let God give you the words, you know, let God direct you. And I'm definitely doing that right now. And God is with you. God is for you. And you're, you know, you're very successful. And God already sees the timeline in your life. He's got the whole view of your timeline. And so he sees when you was born, and he knows when you're going to be gathered. He sees the whole brevity and breadth of your life. And it's great. And it's a blessing. And God's well pleased with it, and he's navigated you on that path, and he's kept you in. He's, you know, hedged you in, and he's hedged me in, and he's hedged all of those that desire to do his will, whether we're perfect or not. And we can also see this through the scriptures, that none of God's men or women were perfect. They screwed up majorly in royal time, but their hearts were for God, and God was able to work with them and make them successful and make them blessed and their families. And that's what God's going to do with you and with me. So that's what was in my heart to share with thee in the name of Jesus.